This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings are preparing for Sunday's home game against Washington. With the season headed in the wrong direction and the future a bit murky, star receiver Justin Jefferson was asked yesterday if he thinks the prime years of his career are being wasted. He says,
"No, I wouldn't say wasted. Obviously, it's a difficult season. Probably one of the most difficult seasons just off of the circumstances. Having a young quarterback, having a different team, having young players on the team. So it's just one of those years. You know, not every year is going to be, you know, a top tier year for me. You know, it's really a part of the game. So it's just all on me to expect a lot from these guys and to improve on anything that we need to improve on."
The Vikes are 4-8. They kick off at noon on Sunday. The Wolves beat New Orleans last night 125-116, but the Wild lost at Calgary last night 4-1. College hockey, the Gopher men beat Ohio State last night 6-3. Those two play again tonight in Columbus. Elsewhere tonight, number 4 Minnesota Duluth is at number 7 Western Michigan. St. Cloud State hosts number 5 North Dakota. Number 13 Minnesota State Mankato entertains Ferris State. Bemidji State visits Augustana, and St. Thomas hosts Lake Superior State. The St. Thomas volleyball team plays number 22 Iowa State in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Minneapolis today at 4:30 at Maturi Pavilion. Tommy's head coach, Tang Pham, is happy to be playing in the Twin Cities.
"We can get our fan base there. Playing in that venue the last several years, it's not going to be too big for our team in terms of the attendance and the atmosphere. I'm very excited that we get to play so close to home."
The Gopher women play Fairfield in game 2 of that session today. Minnesota head coach Keegan Cook:
"This community is an extremely supportive, right? You're at our matches, you see the crowds night in, night out. And so to have the chance to give something back to a community that supports the program at the highest level, it has meaning. I'm thrilled that we get, you know, at least one, if not two more matches here in the Pav as we start this journey."
There are limited tickets for tonight still available. This is MNN Sports.